Scott Becker, and I'm here today as the publisher of Becker's Healthcare with a podcast with Nader Sami, the CEO of National Medical Billing Services. Nader, let me ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate being here. Nader Sami, CEO of National Medical. Our organization is the largest revenue cycle company in the country focused on surgery centers in particular and surgical practices as well. So we do everything from negotiating managed care contracts for clients to the entire billing and revenue cycle process, including very detailed analytics to go along with that.
I know that you had a history as an entrepreneur in the revenue cycle industry. Give me 30 seconds on your history in the revenue cycle business, and then another 30 seconds on how you decided to get involved with National Medical Billing Services.
Great. And maybe just as it relates to it, just maybe one step back from there. So I started life as a corporate finance attorney doing mergers and acquisitions and such, and then moved into investment banking in New York and San Francisco with mergers and acquisitions and initial public offerings and private equity and venture capital financings as well. So had kind of a broad experience and exposure with respect to that. I ended up leaving and starting a company in 2000, which was a revenue cycle company, and we built that company up to about 2,500 people until our exit and when I left in the very beginning of 2009. So that was my experience prior to National Medical. So when I left the beginning of 2009, I spent that next year looking at really what was going to be the next chapter in my life, whether I started another company, possibly invest or acquire another business, partner with a private equity firm. So I kind of looked at all options. And in that process, you know, one thing that was important to me was to focus on looking at something that I knew well and felt like I could be successful with. And if I was going to go the acquisition route, to find people that I really believed in, that was excited about partnering with, very important if you're getting into business to get in business with the right people and people that you trust and believe in a market that had great opportunity. And so as I went down that path, I was very fortunate to meet Lisa Rock, who's the founder and president of the company, still our president today. And we hit it off, and it really met every one of those criteria that I just mentioned. And so we closed on that deal where I joined, invested in, and joined in April of 2010.
So it took about a year between finishing up with your first company and joining Lisa in National Medical Billing and investing there. Since you've been with National Medical Billing, quick sense, give us a quick highlights of the growth of the business so then we could talk to you about building the business. And Lisa had already built a great company, but tell us about the growth from 2010 to 2018.
Right, and you're right. Lisa built a great company with great people and great clients, and that came out very clearly and loudly in the due diligence process, which is really what got me excited. And so the company was roughly 35 to 40 employees at the time, and today we're a little north of 500 employees. So, you know, overall and kind of revenue growth, we've had about a 15 times growth from 2010 to now.
What's been most critical to building the business? What are the top two or three thoughts on what's driven the growth?
So maybe break that from my standpoint into two parts. First is making sure that the business was set up for scalability from the standpoint of the technology infrastructure, the analytics, the processes in place, to make sure that as we continued, as we built and grew, that each of those pieces were properly invested in, structured, and set up so that they could help us grow. With that in place, then it really was about establishing the strategy, making sure that the culture of the company, which is very important to us, and it existed before Lisa built a wonderful culture, and we've continued to build and invest and focus really on culture, and then ensuring that we've got tremendous leaders, great people, A-plus people in all the leadership positions, then establishing proper expectations, accountability, and using data to make people accountable and make it very clear what is expected, and then empowering them to do their job and rewarding them when they do so. So I think those really kind of, I think, all tied together to create an organization that's healthy and positioned to grow, and we focus very heavily on all of those points.
Nader, you've had great success. You and Lisa have built this business from 30 employees to 500 employees. You've had revenue growth of 10, 15, 20, 30% a year. What's been the biggest challenge in growing? What's the most important place you've had to invest?
For our business, which is a relatively human-intensive business, training and developing our production staff and our leadership is the single most important things. We have a what we refer to here as the National Medical Way, which covers culture, quality of delivery, customer service, and we have very intensive training from day one and throughout the entire time when people are here in terms of making sure that people are learning and operating in the National Medical Way. And so that training is really has been paramount to our growth. It's the only way to maintain quality is as you scale at that rate.
And how important is strategy in a business? You've made specific decisions to attack one part of the market versus another part of the market. How important is that strategic decision? Does that hold you back, or has that been part of supercharging the growth that you've had?
I think strategy is absolutely critical because it drives your every decision from that point forward in terms of how you allocate your capital, how you make, you know, hiring decisions, the caliber of people you're bringing in and the type of people you're bringing in, the sort of clients that you're pursuing, the pricing structure. It sets everything up. It kind of sets the tone. But, you know, you'll hear the concept that, you know, culture eats strategy for breakfast. I think we're a company that thinks strategy and culture are equally important and, in fact, go hand in hand. I don't think it's one versus the other. I think they feed each other if done correctly.
This is, in business, your second great success that I'm aware of. And Lisa's as well. Do you consider yourself a serial entrepreneur? How do you view that?
It's a great question. I would probably say no. My last business, we started from scratch and built up and sold within, you know, left in 9 years. And I'm coming on 9 years right now at National Medical, and the business was already in existence for 7 years before that. So I would characterize myself maybe as a serial business builder in a sense, versus a serial entrepreneur. We're not necessarily starting, you know, five new businesses every year and have 20 businesses. We're focused on our business and trying to make it the best company it can be and put it in that position to really grow and scale. But, you know, we'll partner with other companies. We may add services. But to your point, it's in the last 16 years, two businesses, so probably not serial.
I've known National Medical Billing from prior to you being involved in it as an investor and CEO. Unlike some situations where a new investor comes in and people leave, here you still have Lisa and a number of faces that have been around since you joined. How have you been able to make that cultural fit work where you've integrated yourself into it as CEO, joined Lisa as president, and maintained a lot of the senior talent around? It's not something I often see in this type of investment situation. What do you attribute that to?
No, Scott, I think that's an excellent question. I think first and foremost, it is built around Lisa and I having a great relationship and respect for each other and the synergies that we both bring. I think there's a lot of value add that we both bring to each other without significant overlap. So I think that's number one. I think number two is in the diligence process, I believed in the team and the people and the culture, and we have done nothing but take that and continue to build on that. So it wasn't a dramatic change. And then I think the third is coming in and having a healthy respect as someone from the outside for the people who have built the company and what they've accomplished, and if there are ways to help bolster that and strengthen that. I think sometimes people come in and are dismissive of what was involved to get there, but understanding that. So I think it's really a lot of that, and I think it's a testament to the caliber of the people that were here. I mean, it's not 100%. I mean, there were some people that didn't have the skill set to scale to a business that would be 15 times bigger but we were fortunate, and I was fortunate enough to have a lot of people here that had ability and talent, and were also wonderfully open-minded to potentially doing things slightly differently to create that scalability. So I think it's all those pieces together.
Thank you. And I'll ask you one more question. Any single piece of best advice for a business builder or entrepreneur?
I think maybe it's cliche, but doing something that you know well, that you love, and that solves a significant need. As you're out there in your business, there we all regularly see things that could be done differently or better, something that doesn't exist that if it did would be really helpful, and really honing and building your business around that and specializing in whatever that particular service or nuance or specialty that you have, and being the best at it, creating value for your clients that way. But we are big believers in specialization and becoming the best you can be at that one thing that you do differently and better and love more than other people.
Thank you very much. I think that's a great take-home message, and the importance today of specialization. It seems like in business, all the profits, all the opportunity, all the income is being in the very best in a very specific type of thing and just being great at that thing. So I think that's great final parting advice, and obviously goes with a lot of your discussions on team building and culture and the balance of culture and strategy. I've seen you treat your people extremely well, and I've seen you and Lisa do that, treat your people extremely well. And then you and Lisa both as a team develop a very clear strategy where you stick to what you're just great at and expand adjacent to it versus trying to be all things to all people or trying to compete in totally different markets. So I think your thoughts on culture, on strategy, on specialization are just right on. Nader, I want to thank you for joining us today. And just a pleasure to visit with you as always, and continued success to National Medical Billing. You and Lisa and your team have done a tremendous job of growing the company, and I've been fortunate to watch it very closely. So congratulations.
Well, thank you, Scott, and thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.